CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Southwest sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
Drums, please!
Community.
Truth.
Friendship.
Education.
Resilience.
Creativity.
Love.
Destigmatization.
Imagination.
I don't do drugs, only medication.
I may be down, but I'm not out.
Treat me with respect just like I treat you.
I have the power to make my life better.
No intimidation, please. Show me friendship.
No stigma, please. Show me compassion.
Tell me the truth softly, just don't tell me lies.
There's enough room in the world for all of us.
It's a beautiful world out there.
This is Radio Moon.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, education and income levels, and cultures. Check out their website for more information about mental health in Canada at www.cmha.ca. Today is December 17th, 2020. Radio Moon informs people about mental health issues, providing a voice to be heard by all listeners. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussion, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to explore the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. The Forward House community believes everyone has the right to speak and their perspective is valued. We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts. Today on Radio Moon, it's our last show of 2020. Today's theme is Light in the Darkness. As we approach winter solstice at the end of a pretty hard year, I think we all need a little light. We're going to kick off today's show with Sister Rosetta Tharpe's version of the gospel classic, This Little Light of Mine. Sister Rosetta Tharpe is considered by many to be the godmother of rock and roll, and she rose to fame in the 1930s and 40s with her powerful voice and legendary skill on the electric guitar. Here she is in 1960 with This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Everywhere I go, I mean to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I mean to let it shine.
welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We interrupt our program for a very special broadcast from Catherine Sanders, Radio Moon correspondent.
This just in. Half of the Muppet population of Sesame Street have been convicted, called insane by the psychiatric authorities. Snuffle Apagus said to Kermit the Frog, Radio Moon's traveling journalist, that it is truly the season to pray. Big Bird is heard babbling about the light in the darkness, but all the other Muppets believe it is too late for Sesame Street. Telly Monster is on intravenous to deal with his anger, and Grover is going to be put inside an isolation chamber tomorrow. Is it truly too late for Sesame Street? This season, Radio Moon asks you to pray for the light in the darkness, for the Sesame Street Muppets to be given a second chance. For Radio Moon News, this has been Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. Next up on Radio Moon, we have Peter, who will tell us a very special story about the light of his life, his dog. Take it away, Peter.
Since our theme this month is From the Darkness into the Light, I want to tell you how I was rescued by a 110-pound Labrador Great Dane mix dog. People, when you get a dog at the SPCA, they say, oh, wow, how great you rescued that dog. But I always said, I beg to differ. He rescued me, and here's how. It was a low period in my life. I'd just been divorced. I had to move out of an apartment that we'd had for 18 years. I lost my job. I was having money problems. And anyhow, I went to the SPCA and I saw him and I just fell in love right away. It was so sweet. I brought him home and, you know, of course, right away I had to get out of the house. I couldn't sit around all the time. And I even went to the dog park and met people. And on top of that, because it was a low period, there'd be times when I would cry. He would come over and stick his great big snout under my elbow and give it a flick. So, of course, I had to pet him. I had no choice. And, you know, petting a dog just makes you way, way, way better in outlook. So that's how I tell people that I was rescued by the dog. Everybody have a happy holiday, and you'll be hearing from us in January. Bye.
Thanks, Peter. In honor of Peter's friendship with his wonderful pet, here's the song A Friend from the Winans. The Winans are an American R&B/gospel quartet from Detroit, all brothers. This is their 1990 song, A Friend, featuring Aaron Hall. Keep
This just in, on Radio Moon News Sesame Street coverage. Radio Moon News will now fill you in with what has been going on Sesame Street. Big Bird was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder because he is always thinking about birdseed. Susan, Gordon, Maria, Louise, and Linda tried to prevent the ambulance from taking Big Bird off Sesame Street. Bert and Ernie were diagnosed with socialization disorders about 3 o'clock yesterday. They have been living in a zero stimulus ward. An OT is scheduled for next week to study their case and find the right medications to help them normalize. For Radio Moon News, this has been Catherine Sanders.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's radio that's good for your mental health. Next up, we'll hear from Ingrid, who will share her poetic reflections about our theme of this month, Light in the Darkness. Here's Ingrid.
As I sit in my favorite chair, cuddled for warmth with my favorite blanket, I stare before me at the crackle and the sparks and the wonderful magical colors of orange, red, and burnt almond dancing before my eyes against the shadows on the wall, making out and doing all sorts of duets and pirouettes and all kinds of little bows and scrapes and laughter as they put their head back and glee and just enjoy one another. Yes, they're couples, many couples, as they dance by. That's what the shadows tell me on the wall. That's what the fire says as it sparkles and bounces and shines so beautifully. It gives off this wonderful heat that welcomes you. The colors, the colors, the colors of it all. How beautiful is that to see?
Thanks, Ingrid. We'll hear back from Ingrid later in the show with another piece, so stay tuned for the follow-up to that one. In the meantime, here's Pink Floyd's One Slip from their 1987 album, A Momentary Lapse of Reason.
Slip down the hall you fall. just like a glove. Moments slip by, soon the seeds were sown. A year grew late, neither one wanted to remain alone. One slip,
welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. This time of year has a lot of us feeling nostalgic for holidays past. Here's Mary Lynn up next with a piece she wrote called The Lightness of Being. It's all about how Christmas lights change her state of mind. It's lovely. Let's take a listen.
The Lightness of Being. Each year in November, there's this kind of energy in me that balances between total inertia and floating lightness. It's the weather. It's always the weather. Why does the barometric pressure have the capability of controlling my body? How could it be so strong? The barometric pressure, that is, not my body. Is it I that is weak and has developed a chronic dependency on the air, the light, the temperature, the humidity of my environment? When December comes along, I always say to myself that I should have put up all the Christmas decorations in November when the weather was milder, when it was sweater weather. There never seems to be a perfect time to dig out those boxes filled with lights, garlands, stockings, wreaths, and ornaments. What a job, I think to myself. And what about putting them all back in their boxes come late January? I can picture myself grudgingly taking down every precious ornament from my crazy quarto Christmas tree. That's what my daughter calls it, because it's actually a fake plant tree of which I've used green tie wraps to attach real pine branches recuperated from the ground of the Christmas tree lot next to Provigo on the corner of Sherbrooke and Cavendish. I usually offer the tree vendor $5 for the branches. Some years he gladly takes my donation, and other years he waves me off with a holiday cheer. Like most, I've always enjoyed the ambience at the Christmas tree lot with all those lights hanging loosely in a square atop those fir trees of all sizes, waiting to be lovingly adopted by exciting folks who will dress them in their precious ornaments, bows, garlands, lights, and proudly display them in their homes, if only for a short while. I especially enjoy going there when it's snowing. The smell of pine and the trees surrounding me with its greenery bring a calming, peaceful lightness to my soul. The Christmas songs heard in the background definitely complement the mood. Christmas music definitely fits the ambiance there. It belongs there, if not anywhere else, except at home during the tree trimming. That's when my unconventional creative side kicks in. The lights are strategically placed, as well as every sentimental ornament, bow, and crèche. The poinsettias sit along the window ledge, surrounded by soft lights. The wreath is hung at the door. That is when I can sit and enjoy the beauty of it all. The cozy warmth of the lights overwhelms me every time. It's perfect. It's perfectly me. As is tradition, the week before Christmas, I will start making my batches of Christmas donuts for family, neighbors, and friends that have helped me throughout the year. My Christmas elves this year will be the young missionaries from the church I belong to. They will be delivering tins of donuts to each one of them. That should bring a bit of Christmas cheer, right? Of course, there's always an extra huge tin reserved just for my daughter, Eva Michelle, who will happily gobble them down after dinner on Christmas Eve and for breakfast on Christmas Day. Her fiancé, Alec, knows that it's best for him to hide his stash of donuts from her. Luckily, Eva Michelle, Alec, and baby Beatrice, my five-month-old granddaughter, are in my safety bubble. So, on December 24th, I will use my grandma privileges and head up north to their cozy home in Saint-Sauveur, where the four of us will huddle around the Christmas tree while relishing in the spirit of Noel. Although this will not be the usual big fanfare that they are used to, but it is what it is, right? I will not let that get me down. Oh no. I'm actually finding a silver lining in the thought of having my little family all to myself. I will return soon after to my cozy, comfy place in NDG and will peacefully enjoy reading or listening to music or binge watching till late at night, surrounded by the beautiful glare of those soft lights that twinkle, twinkle, twinkle just for me in my likeness of being. May you be blessed with a peaceful end of year and a new year filled with hope, faith, and charity.
Thanks, Mary Lynn. Next up, we'll hear from local NDG artist and mental health advocate, Yann Kelly, with a beautiful Christmas song. This one's called Noël sur Terre.
Sous le sapin, y a une file pour la file dans les magasins. Toutes les cartes que j'ai reçues viennent de la banque. Je dépense sans compter, mais y a toujours un manque. Dans tout ce faux, comment trouver le vrai? Je cherche les morceaux de mon cœur incomplet. Entouré d'éclats de verre ou bien d'éclats de béton, y a des morceaux d'hiver dans les murs de mon salon. Y a du givre sur ma fenêtre, on dirait quelque chose de beau. Une lueur au fond de mon être qui se fout des cadeaux. Avec les yeux pleins d'espoir, ce soir je reviens de loin pour te retrouver enfin, pour te voir. J'entends mes pas dans la neige, j'entends ton rire dans ma tête. Même si décembre me rend triste, tu me ramènes à la fête.
This is Radio Moo News. This report just in from Kermit the Frog, our main journalist. Kermit currently emailed the following story about 10 minutes ago. Snuffleupagus is now being normalized. His doctors don't guarantee success, but they have optimistic hopes. He is on Stelazine because he needs to develop an optimistic attitude about normalizing. So how is he? When interviewed, he told Kermit that he hopes to take a new medication to replace Big Bird. Also, Snuffy has just developed suicidal depression and paranoia. He is now on 11 medications. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you so much, Catherine Sanders, for your thrilling reporting on the psychiatric health of Sesame Street characters. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's radio that's good for your mental health. Next up, we're going to hear from Ivana, some new poetry from Ivana. This one is all about the duality between light and darkness, and perhaps how we all have a little bit of both inside us. Here's Ivana.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace had brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Dark stage of inner self, bright audience of life, muted, safe, alone, vibrant, alive, people. Open the curtain, mix the two worlds, inner stage and outer audience. Mingling with the audience, sparkling inner life, inner fears, outer scariness, inner joy, outer happiness, joy offsets fear, inner peace, outer calm, inner storm of emotions, outer turmoil of conflicts, peace sweeps through conflicts, inner pain, outer struggle, transformation, inner shivers of sadness, outer anger, pain, birth, transformation. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Thank you so much, Ivana. That was just beautiful. This next song goes out to anybody out there who has been struggling to find the light in some dark, dark times. Personally, I've been listening to this song when I need a little pick-me-up. This is Dolly Parton with Light of a Clear Blue Morning from 1977.
Thank you.
Listen to Dolly Parton, everybody. She says everything's going to be all right. Thanks in part, in fact, to Dolly Parton, who donated $1 million to fund the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Everything's going to be all right. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up on our show, let's check back in with Catherine Sanders, who will read us one of her new poems. Take it away, Catherine.
In deep darkness, a light was shining. I pulled back the thick and heavy curtains to see. I grabbed that light. It shone for me. So I threw it everywhere.
Thanks, Catherine. We are blessed with so much poetry this week on Radio Moon. I am pleased to bring back Ingrid to the mic with part two of her poetry prose piece for this month's Radio Moon episode on Light in the Darkness. Here is Ingrid.
Oh, it's a cool, cool night. Oh, the breeze feels like it's cutting through my coat. The trees are bare. The sun has come down. The moon has yet to rise. The darkness lies before me with all its mystery and magic. I see nothing before me. I walk on instinct and prayer. And then I see wonders before me. Out of the darkness comes magical, magical colors of all shapes and sizes. But what do they form? What do they say? It looks like one's a reindeer. The other's a huge star. Is that a Santa Claus I see? I must get closer. I must find out what these things are. As I walk closer and closer, I realize they're not actual animals. They're the lights of the holidays, screaming happy holidays to me. What beauty they are to see. The holidays are here for you and for me. At last, at last. Let's hope the holidays will be free and full of love for you and me.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you.
To save the poor from their lot.
struggling, look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me, move while you still see me. You'll be lost, you'll be so, so lonely when I'm gone.
Sleep on my shelf, soon be coming. And I'm launching my corner, I'm walking out. And you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and we aren't that sweet. For the fire in your head. Close your eyes and relax. Think of nothing till tonight. Close your eyes, close your eyes. Close your eyes, close your eyes and relax. Close your eyes, close your eyes and relax. Close your eyes, close your eyes and relax. Close your eyes, close your eyes and relax.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We just heard Everything's All Right from the hit rock opera musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, what a great song. Reminds me of my childhood. Next up, it's the notorious German weirdo Klaus Nomi, who was a performance artist and opera singer in the late 70s and early 80s in New York's East Village. Let's take a listen to Klaus Nomi with Total Eclipse.
It's a holocaust. Blown up, everything.
That was Klaus Nomi with Total Eclipse on Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here's Noel, who will read a beautiful little Christmas poem he wrote to wish all of you the happiest of holidays. Take it away, Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem to read to you today that I wrote. The title is A Very Merry Christmas. 'Tis the season to be jolly, a great season without folly. It is that time of the year again, let's do our best with that remains. I love this time of the year when it snow falls. I love to see the snow on the tree standing tall. When Christmas comes, I feel so good. It is the greatest time to put you in a good mood. To see friends and family I enjoy so much, to have them come over and such. The Christmas tree is what I like. If no one likes it, take a hike. All that good food to get you fat. If you don't like it, keep it under your hat. I can smell the air and its surroundings. I listen to see if there's anyone coming. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, online, ckut.ca. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. Upon request from Noel, here are Bing Crosby and David Bowie together in a duet from 1977 with Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day
bring
of glory.
See the day
when living peace,
so
peace on earth
when we come. Child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
I'll
see the day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace again.
Then
peace on earth. Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
You've been listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're nearing the end of our program today, but we'll be back on January 21st, 2020. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit forwardhouse.org or give us a call at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can always listen to us online at ckut.ca. From all of us here at Radio Moon, we're wishing you peace, love, and light for the end of the year and fresh beginnings for 2021. Don't forget to take care of your mental health and to reach out if you need help. We'll close out today's show with Lionel Richie and the Commodores, Easy Like Sunday Morning. Peace out.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrow. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm here.
You're knocking on the right door. If you're looking for something, well, refreshing, you're tuned in to the right station. You're listening to the coolest station in Montreal, 90.3 FM on your dial. The alternative station, the one that gives you a choice and a voice. CKUT, stay tuned.
Leave if you want. make it much easier.
Just
yeah.
A little bit yeah. Easier.
Say you just can't live that negative way. If you know.